Folks, this is Braylon with Sports Noise Podcast. This is episode number 2, and in today's episode, we're going to be talking about quite a lot. We're going to be talking about some crazy game endings that happened last night, as well as just going over who's won what in the playoffs, seedings, all that. And then at the very end, I'll be giving my predictions on who will win the NBA Finals. And someone in the comments asked if I'm only doing NBA. I will be doing NBA for right now for the playoffs. It is not NFL season. When NFL season rolls around, which I know we're all dying for, I'll talk about NFL. And it is MLB season, but we are early in the MLB season, and the NBA playoffs are here. So as soon as the NBA playoffs are gone, it's MLB time. And so, what I want to start off in this episode is I want to give the overview on who won stuff. So the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat, they play today. Boston is up 1-0 in that series, and the Heat are down their star player in Jimmy Butler. Moving on to Cleveland, the Cavaliers and the Orlando Magic. Cleveland is up 2-0 in that series. And like I said in my previous episode, I think the Magic are not ready for a deep playoff run right now. I think in one or two years, they will be a playoff team. They will be the team to beat in the playoffs. I just don't think they have it right now. They have a young team. And so, Bucks, Pacers, Dame went off in their last game. They played today. So, Bucks up 1-0, and they are playing in Milwaukee, so that's an advantage for the Bucks. So, Knicks and 76ers. Knicks up 2-0, and this is one of the endings I'm going to be talking about. So, as soon as I'm done with this, I will get to the 76ers. Knicks, because it was crazy, and people are going to be mad at the refs in this one. But OKC, Thunder, and the New Orleans Pelicans, they play today. Thunder is up 1-0 in that series, and New Orleans out with their star player, Zion Williamson, and we are not sure yet if he will come back for the rest of the series. And then, of course, the LA Clippers and my Dallas Mavericks, my favorite team in the NBA. And I will say we got rocked last game, so I'm hoping to bounce back today. But the Clippers are up 1-0 in this series. And then last up before the Denver Lakers one is Timberwolves Suns. So the Timberwolves are up 1-0. And if you watched my previous episode, I don't think they are a good trio together with D-Book, KD, Bradley Beal. I don't think those three work together. I mean, it's just like, I feel like it's overwhelming with three great scorers on one team. But I gave more information about that in episode 1. But then last but not least, Denver Nuggets and the Los Angeles Lakers. Now this is one of two that I'll be talking about. Of course, the 76ers and Knicks. But the Denver Nuggets up 2-0 in the series against LA. And Denver, I think they're going to win this series. So, but now talk about the crazy endings. We're going to start off with the Lakers Nuggets. So, in the final 2 minutes of the game, Lakers up by 1. And then LeBron gets a steal, and because Jamal Murray dribbles it, LeBron swats it, goes in for a driving dunk. Then Jokic missed a 3, and then Aaron Gordon literally jumps into the crowd, saves it, and then Michael Porter Jr. has to get back to the 3-point line, shoots it, and if you watched it, that place went crazy. The TV was literally vibrating through the TV screen. But then Jamal Murray, but then the Lakers, LeBron, they go down, they get two easy buckets, and then, if you've seen this, Anthony Davis saying he's the best defender in the NBA. He also said, you know, I can guard anyone. I'm not getting the type of respect I'm getting. I deserve more respect. And then Jamal Murray says, remember that? And hits a sidestep game winner when Anthony Davis is guarding him. And Anthony Davis is 6'10", 6'11", 7 foot. And Jamal Murray is like 6'3", 6'4". And he sidesteps, Jamal Murray sidesteps into the corner of the paint. Anthony Davis has his hand way up high, and I mean, that's a wingspan of like 7 foot. So you got like a big old NBA sized arm in your face, and he just drains it, and I mean, everybody's hovering over him. And then what's funny is Anthony Davis literally falls, because they're all going to Jamal Murray celebrating. He trips over one of the players and falls into their bench. I thought that was funny. But then, I think this one is even crazier. This 76ers-Knicks one. So, of course, Jalen Brunson. I am still salty that he left Dallas for New York. But Jalen Brunson, I mean, he hits a three to make it a 2-point game, and this is in Madison Square Garden, so we're in New York, and he makes it a 2-point game, and then Tyrese Maxey maybe gets fouled. I don't think he got fouled on this play. But then the Knicks get a steal. Dante DiVincenzo shoots a three, misses it, and Knicks get an offensive rebound, go right back to DiVincenzo, and he makes it this time. Which, I mean, is just again, Sixers cannot get it done in the playoffs. Embiid, I mean, just time and time again, just collapsing in the playoffs. And Nick Nurse, the coach for the Sixers, is calling timeout, and the refs just ignore him, which, I mean, when you call for a timeout, they are supposed to give you a timeout. And so, Sixers don't get a timeout, and so Maxey has the ball with 4 seconds left, passes it to Embiid, and Embiid has, like, 0.5 seconds to shoot it, so he gets it off, and unfortunately misses, but Nick Nurse literally calling a timeout, and the refs ignoring him. I mean, they could have drawn up a play to get maybe a guy open and a much better chance to hit that game winner, which that is very, very unfortunate for the Sixers. And just, but now they do get to go to Philly, play two in Madison Square Garden. I do think the Sixers bounce back and win the series. All right, but now my 2024 NBA playoff predictions. So starting off with the OKC Thunder and Pelicans, I expect the Thunder to win this one. So I think Thunder go through the Pelicans. I think they are one down 1-0. We'll see tonight. We'll see if the Mavericks bounce back. But I expect Dallas to win that. I do expect Dallas to beat LA. So after this game in Staples Center, we will go to Dallas, and I think we play much better in Dallas. I mean, we're good on our home court. I think we're better than the Clippers. But then moving on to Minnesota, I have the Wolves winning this one. I mean, time and time again, I do not think the Suns are that good of a team. I don't think they can get it. I don't think their three players that they have work. I don't think they mesh together. But then Nuggets, Lakers, I think Nuggets win this. I don't really think it's, I think we've seen what the Lakers can do. But maybe it's different, in LA. But I don't see it. But then moving on to Celtics Heat. The Heat are cooked. The Heat are gone. Now the series is not over, but the Celtics, the Heat are not, without Jimmy Butler, they're not going to come back. I mean, it's possible, but it's the Heat without Jimmy Butler. I mean, he's their main scorer in the playoffs. He's brought them to a finals against, in the bubble, the Lakers, and then last year against the Nuggets. Cavaliers Magic, I do think Cavs win this one. Bucks Pacers, I think Bucks win, especially with Giannis coming back. I think they said Giannis is coming back in this series. And then Knicks Sixers, I'm starting to question if the Sixers can get back. For right now, I am going to stick with them coming back. Philadelphia, I think that's going to help them. I think they're going to win the next four straight, which, I mean, these are predictions. Some of them are going to be wrong. But if we go on to, this would mean the Thunder would, so between the Pelicans and Thunder, Thunder would play the Mavericks, and I see the Mavericks winning that one. So that means Mavericks move on to the Western Conference Finals. And then Timberwolves would play the Nuggets, and I think the Nuggets win this one. So the Nuggets also go to the Western Conference Finals. So it's got my Mavericks and the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals. And I think this is going to be a 7-game series. I mean, you got Luka and you got Jokic. I mean, two best friends going at it in the playoffs. Now the thing is, the Nuggets do not have a guy we like to call Kyrie Irving. They don't have a Kyrie Irving. I mean, they have Jamal Murray, and Jamal Murray is an absolute dog in the playoffs. But I mean, I just think Jokic is too much. I think the Mavs can win this series. I think they can beat any team in the NBA. I mean, we've seen them beat most of the teams here, and I think they definitely can beat the Nuggets. I think the Nuggets can beat us more. So Nuggets to the NBA Finals. So in the East, the Celtics would play the Cavs, and I think the Celtics roll over the Cavs. Even though I think Donovan Mitchell is going to have a pretty nice postseason. Pretty nice run in the playoffs. But then Bucks would play the Sixers, and I think Bucks win that one. Giannis is better than Embiid. Dame is still better than Maxey. So Celtics going to the Eastern Conference Finals, and Bucks going to the Eastern Conference Finals, and I see the Bucks winning that one. I just think Tatum, Brown, good duo. But if there is this guy, and his name is Giannis, and there's another guy, and his name is Dame, playoff Dame is different. I mean, I know he has not been as good in Milwaukee as he's been in past years with Portland. But I think he gets it here. I mean, we saw him destroy the Indiana Pacers. I don't see the Celtics winning against a loaded Bucks team. So that leaves Nuggets and the Bucks. So first game, I see the Bucks winning. I think Jamal Murray doesn't compete with Dame even in the playoffs. Game two, I think Jokic bounces back, so it's tied 1-1. So, game three is hard because, I mean, just these teams are just so good. I do think the Nuggets win. Who guards Jokic? I mean, Giannis isn't a center. He's a power forward. Brook Lopez. I mean, good luck. Good luck guarding Jokic. Good luck guarding the Joker. I think the Bucks do tie it up. So 2-2. Game 5, Nuggets win, and then Game 6, Nuggets win. So my prediction, the Nuggets win the NBA Finals. I don't see a team here that's better than the Nuggets. I mean, Thunder, no. Pelicans, no. Clippers, no. Mavericks, no. Wolves, no. Suns, and then all the rest, no. I think the Celtics, if they do make it to the Finals, I think the Celtics, the Bucks, I mean, if the Sixers make it, I think those three and the Mavericks, I think those teams give them a run for their money, but I see the Nuggets winning that one. So there's episode 2, episode 3 coming out tomorrow, and so hope y'all like my predictions, and tomorrow will be another NBA episode, and it'll be all NBA until the playoffs are over. Then we get to switch to baseball, which I'm excited for. So I am Braylon with This Is Sports Noise Podcast, and I will see y'all tomorrow with episode 3.